This coming weekend marks the celebration of the 38th annual East Durham Irish Festival in East Durham, New York. The festival keeps the Irish-American tradition alive with music, dance, and more. We're going to talk a lot about the more in a minute. This year's lineup includes the Narrowbacks, the Fighting Jamesons, Whitland Donkeys, Andy Cooney, Celtic Cross, and more, including four bagpipe shows, four step dancing shows. And that's not all. There's a beer garden, a cottage tours, a map of Ireland tour, amusement rides, and an Irish children's play. Here to tell us more, we welcome Bernadette Gavin, one of the organizers of this great event. And it's a great pleasure to welcome her to the program. Thank you very much for being with us, Bernadette.
Yes, thank you very much for having us. We're so excited to be here today.
Well, it's very nice to have you with us and have you part of our program. This has been a cool event. I haven't been there in a long time. It's probably been 7 or 8 years since I've been to the Irish Festival. This was a part of, before that, I was there several times. It's a really fun, great event. And not just because my name is Donahue, but just because, in general, it's a great, fun, cool event. Do you know how it came to be, of what the history?
I do, yes. My father, Jack Gavin, was the first chairman of the East Durham Irish Festival. He was, at the time, the owner of Gavin's Irish Country Inn, which is still in existence. I'm the innkeeper. And him, with a group of a lot of business people in the village, we're an Irish village. That's also what makes us extremely unique.
Yeah.
And throughout the village, basically, Memorial Day was a downtime. A lot of the places in our village were not open 38 years ago in May. July 4th would have been the Kickstarter weekend. So when my dad started, it was a really big undertaking to just convince the other businesses to open. But with a lot of press releases, he actually had hired a media company and convinced the village to back him on this project. And it was actually in a field at that time, the first year. And it was, you know, just tents and very, very basic, humbling, but over 12,000 people came the first year. It was one of the first Irish festivals to ever come to the East Durham area.
So this,
to the United States.
To the United States. one of the oldest Irish festivals in the country. So what I find really interesting is that this has been a part of your life since you were born. I mean, this has always been a part of you.
It's I've been born and raised in festival world in East Durham land, in the Irish Catskills. Yes, in fact, well, my mom was actually expecting me when I was, so I wasn't at the first, technically I was at the first one.
Yep.
But yeah, so my entire childhood was filled with this excitement of Memorial Day weekend and East Durham, and it really brought a lot of life to our village at that time, and it still does today.
It sure does. Now, one of the reasons that we love to talk about this is that, I mean, there's so many things, and so much in Irish heritage and Irish culture and all the things that I mentioned in the introduction, but boy, the music is really, you focus an awful lot on the music and bring in a tremendous slate of talent to perform over that Saturday and Sunday. Tell us a little bit about what goes into that process of bringing these great bands and individuals in.
Well, we have spent minimally about 6 months in developing the East Durham Irish Festival. This year, we have a brand new committee. It's all volunteers. And the volunteers, once again, are made up of primarily of the business owners in the village, like Dale Handel from the Blackthorn Resort. He actually assisted in overseeing the entire music lineup, along with Mike Boyle, who has actually a farm in our village. and the East Durham Village, also just to give a little history, is has always been known as the place for Irish music in the Northeast. We have about 20 bands at our inn throughout the season. Blackthorn would have many Irish music, so it's just such a part of our community. But this year, we really wanted to sort of switch things up a little bit. So we have a band coming in from Ireland. The Whistling Donkeys are being flown directly from Ireland. They're up and coming, which also our town has been known as to bring in sort of bands that are sort of on the up and up. The last band that we had, the Hermitage Green band that we brought in last year from Ireland, actually has won some Sony Awards or something in Ireland. So they're really big now. And Whistling Donkey seems to be on the same trail. We also have the Narrowbacks. Narrowbacks are a young, they're under 30, which is young in the Irish music world. And they're from the New York City area, and they're just getting an enormous amount of buzz right now. So they're sort of, we're kind of putting them in on the headliner spot, and I bet you'll see them headlining a lot of other festivals in the near future if they're not already. Because a lot of times when we pick a headliner, they become the headliner for a lot of other festivals that year. Fighting Jamesons are a really big act. For the first time in many, many years, we're having Derek Warfield and the Wolftones. Derek's from the Wolftones, which is really cool. He hasn't been here, and he's a legend, an amazing legend. And he has the young Wolftones backing him, and they're just an amazing act. Of course, Andy Cooney, he's played at Carnegie Hall.
Sure.
So it goes on and on.
First of all, I want to apologize because initially I had, for some reason, wrote down Whitland Donkeys and not
totally
Whistling
fun.
Donkeys.
Yes, the Whistling Donkeys.
I guess both would be appropriate, but
yes.
but it's fine. But it is Whistling Donkeys. And when it comes to what I find fascinating, not only do you do this event, but then just a few weeks later, then you have the Irish Arts Week.
Yes, the Catskills Irish Arts Week. We are thinking, just like the Eastern Irish Festival was 38 years ago, is the largest Irish traditional music event in the United States. And there are people that are now saying it's the largest Irish traditional event where you have all the musicians. We have over 50 trad performers and teachers that come in from all over the world for a week. And some are even saying it's the best in the world at this point. But that's, you know, that's what everyone else is saying. But we're trying our best to make it is a high impact event for our village, and its entire week. It runs July 12th to the 18th. So it's really cool.
And you've been doing this for, this will be the 21st
yes.
event. So you've been doing this for a long time as well. When it comes, let's go back real quick to the Irish Festival in East Durham, because we mentioned the music, but then there is dance and a lot more.
Yeah, I did forget about the music, too. Yeah, we are bringing trad music to the East Durham Irish Festival as well because of the Irish Arts Week. But beyond the music, we have developed a whole new beer garden. And like for Mayan, we sell homemade Irish bread, so we'll be having lots of Irish bread at the festival available. We also have the largest map of Ireland in the world and an authentic Irish cottage that was shipped over from Ireland, the Donegal Cottage, and we'll be doing live tours. And that always is a huge attraction because the map of Ireland is 1 acre long, laid out in brick, 32 flagpoles. Each flagpole represents each county in Ireland. And then we're also adding some children's plays, music workshops and things like that. Just a lot of neat things, sort of just switch things up a little bit.
And typically, you find people traveling from all over to come?
We have people coming from, most people are coming from New York State. But
right.
By New York State, I mean they are coming from all over New York State. We are starting to see a lot from Connecticut, Massachusetts. We are hoping to grow that, you know, beyond. But it's been really big in New York, but we'd love to get them from anywhere.
Well, absolutely. And why shouldn't it be? It's the East Durham Irish Festival. It takes place behind the Irish Heritage Museum on Route 145 in East Durham. This coming weekend in New York, it is May 23rd and May 24th. It's the 38th annual East Durham Irish Festival, and you can find out more information by going to eastdurhamirishfestival.com, eastdurhamirishfestival.com. Bernadette Gavin, a great pleasure to have you on the program. Thank you so much for being with us. A delight, and I wish you all the luck in the world for a beautiful weekend.
Thank you so much, and we hope you all join us.
Camilla Forcha. Thank you very much. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.